Five, six, and seven have been deferred, as was announced previously. That takes us now to agenda item eight. Agenda item eight is PR 2025-020154, minor plat 2025-00062. It is a request for minor preliminary and final plat submitted by Tierra West Sergio Lasoya as agent for BPL Properties LLC, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of the lots of tracts listed in the application, Atlantic and Pacific Edition, zoned RML, and located at 701 2nd Street Southwest, containing approximately 0.6428 acres. So Mr. Lasoya here.
Hello, Mr. Development Hearing Officer. This is Sergio Lasoya with Tier West. I'm unable to turn my camera on, but...
That's all right. No okay. worries. Well, would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yes, Mr. DHO, my mailing address for the record is 5571 Midway Park Place Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So again, this is Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West. I also have Ron Bohannon on the call. This is a request for a minor subdivision. Essentially, the purpose of the plat is to bring the site into compliance because the building that is currently on the site crosses six lots. And so we were intending on correcting that by consolidating the existing nine lots into one lot. That's the request. It's pretty straightforward. We also did receive some comments, which I can respond to when the time is appropriate.
Okay. Great. Anything else do you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
I have nothing further.
Okay. Let's see if there's any public comment. If so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone present, this is agenda item eight, and it's a request for a minor preliminary final plat, and it is at 701 2nd Street. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item eight. Last call for public comment on agenda item eight. Okay, Mr. Lasoya, it doesn't appear there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So the only comment I have is to add a note on the plat, just stating water and sewer may not be sized or constructed adequately for the future development. And I can put that in the conditions. So I just need that on the plat. Just an FYI comment for future development, please place a request for availability online. I have provided the link in my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions about that, Mr. Lasoya?
I have no questions at this moment.
Thank you. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. 2nd Street is a major collector and requires 6-foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Stover is a local road and requires 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Please provide the width of the existing sidewalks and buffers to ensure they meet requirements. The adjacent public alley is listed at 16 feet wide, where alleys are required to be 20 feet wide. Please provide right-of-way dedication for widening. If you're unable to widen, you may request a determination with a justification letter.
Thank you, Mr. Arrico. Mr. Lozoya, any questions about that?
Yes, Mr. DHO. Sergio Lozoya here with Tierra West. So Ernest, along 2nd Street, it looks like we have 11 and a half feet of sidewalk. So we meet the sidewalk requirement. And we also meet the sidewalk requirement along Stover. We have just about 13 and a half feet of sidewalk, and I can get you a drawing that shows this. So essentially what we're not meeting at this moment is the buffer. And so is the city going to require us to remove sidewalk and put a buffer in its place, or can we do planters along the sidewalk? What are the options for that?
I
And
want to
for
start with
the
transportation. Typically, as transportation, I mention the buffers. I don't really enforce the buffers strongly, because the idea, I mean, sorry, the DPM does give leeway with the buffers. Sidewalk can be used in their place.
okay.
Many times it could be just be visually different. If you wanted to put planters, that's fine also. I do it in support of parks. I don't think that they're here. But yeah, it's like I don't have a problem with no buffers there. You may want to just slap it into the determination letter if you want, because I'm not going to make you tear out sidewalk for that.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think we can go ahead and just combine that request with the alleyway request, which was my next question. How would we do that determination letter? Is that part of this application? And so we would need to come back, or how would that process work
A
and look like?
determination isn't an official application. So what we can do here is I'd be willing to have that as a condition of the plat. Just provide me with that justification letter, include the buffers in that letter, and I'll just hold my signature until I receive that.
Okay, and just to clarify, it sounds like you're amenable to those requests for the
Yes.
determinations. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you both. Let's go next to code enforcement, who'll be delivering those comments.
This is Anthony Montoya.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement had no comments or objections to this as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Parks and Recreation comments. Marcelo Ibarra, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Thank
Thank
you.
you. And last up is the Planning Department, who'll be delivering the planning comments.
I'll continue on
Go
as
ahead,
well.
sir.
Sure. Just as a general note, a note must be added to the plat indicating any easements or determinations, as just mentioned earlier, by transportation requested from the DHL, along with their approvals, if applicable. And aside from that, just the regular notes that we usually say in this instance. So it'll be prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AHS office must approve that the Excel file and proof of approval must be provided. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat, and the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. And that is the end of my comments.
Thank you. Any questions about that, Ms. Losoya?
I'm sorry, was there a comment in there about vacation? The your first
No,
comments? Okay.
in all reality, I just was just referring to the determination.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank
Okay.
you.
Great. Okay, anything else from any of the DFT? Anything else from the applicant?
Nothing further.
Okay, very good. In that case, I believe this matter is ready for a decision. This is agenda item 8. It's PR 2025-020154, minor plat 2025-00062, the request for minor preliminary final plat. And I hereby approve said item project and application numbers. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, excuse me, existing public water and/or sanitary sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. Improvement or upsizing of existing public infrastructure may be required as a condition of future development approval. That note must be added to the plat cover sheet. Next, please provide a justification letter for landscape buffers and alley width determination. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve of the DXF file and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, final plat. And finally, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Now that concludes agenda item 8.